Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello. Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I am from New York Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. Is that something you can help us out by answering a couple of questions? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So that'd be okay if I ask you a couple of questions for the survey?
Concerning.
I'm sorry?
Concerning.
Can I ask you a couple of questions for the survey if you can help us out?
I'm asking you concerning what? What are you talking about? What's the concern? What is it?
Oh, okay. I am sorry. I don't know. I'm not told so that I don't influence on your opinions because everybody has to give their own opinions regarding the survey. You can answer the questions.
On what questions you ask. I don't know if I can answer them.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. If I can answer them, I'll do the best that I can. I'll see.
Oh, okay. Most definitely. Just need to ask you a couple questions. What is your zip code?
10458.
10458. Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I'm a registered voter.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. Let me see. What is the year of your birth?
1928.
28, right? 28?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And let me ask you, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Hispanic.
Oh, are you like Mexican American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Central America,
Puerto
South
Rican.
American?
Oh. Puerto Rican.
Thank you. Let's see. Thank you. Let's see. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College.
College?
Yeah.
Thank you. Let me see. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able to.
Oh, you okay. 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 And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and others, state and local offices in this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably
vote?
Yeah,
I'm going to vote. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm going to vote.
Almost certain? Oh, okay. Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not 10. Motivated? A 10?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10. 0 10. Means your vote 10? Oh, okay. Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. So with the statement says, regardless of how I feel about the candidates or issues in the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Neither agree nor disagree?
I agree.
Strongly agree? Or somewhat
yeah.
agree? Okay, strongly. Okay, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one says election of Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Does this matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
It matters.
Matters a lot or matters somewhat?
It matters somewhat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Protecting general equality, it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
General what? Equality?
protecting gender equality?
No.
No.
I don't understand that question. Gender?
Oh, like, when somebody wants to be whatever they want, when they choose different sex. Do you think that the protecting gender equality, does that matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does that matter at all?
I don't know how to answer that question. You said, does it matter or does not matter?
Mm-hmm.
Does it matter if they decide what sex they want to be?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, that question is icky. I don't know.
I remember there's a lot of changes, so yeah, there's some topics.
I don't know how to answer that.
Oh, okay.
Not as somewhat.
Oh. Okay, thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, does that matter a lot? Does matter somewhat? Does not matter much?
It matters a lot.
And protecting reproductive rights, including birth controls and IVF?
What matters?
Matters a lot or somewhat?
It matters a lot.
Okay, thank you. we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say that the first one is the elections for Congress, House, and Representatives, and the Senate? Do you think that nothing will stop you to vote? I want to vote and probably will vote. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I'm going to vote.
Oh, okay. So nothing will stop you to vote.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Second option, protecting gender equality. Nothing will stop me to vote. Oh, I want to vote and probably will. It's convenient, and if it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
If it's convenient, I will vote.
Okay, thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop me to vote. I want to vote and probably will. If it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
You asked me that question already, and I told you I will vote.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, they kind of sound repetitive, but they're like a different, like
nothing
a different topic.
Nothing's going to stop me from voting. That's it.
Thank you. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, kind of weird when saying questions, we should go to the next one. The last one, protecting reproductive rights, including birth controls and IVF. Nothing will stop me to vote. I want to vote and probably will, or if it's convenient, I will vote, or I doubt I will vote.
About birth control? What is that?
Uh-huh. That is correct. About birth controls.
What, to prevent birth control?
Yeah, if there is a ballot that is about protecting reproductive rights, including birth controls and IVF, do you think that nothing will stop you on voting on that ballot, or I want to vote and probably will vote on that ballot, or if it's convenient, I will vote on it, or I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote on that?
I don't know. That one's fun, isn't it? I doubt.
You doubt? Oh, okay. Thank you. And I know, as you're saying, basically, it does sound like it is a little bit repetitive, but if you feel like it is repetitive, just give us an answer. So we just go forward with it. I know it is a long way off.
That was the last question. You just not said that. You said that was the last question. You said it was the last question.
Which one? Sorry. You saying the last one already?
The last question I just asked. You said that was the last question.
Oh, sorry. I should have said last statement. There are some other questions. I don't know if you still want to continue.
Yeah, because I was doing something.
Oh, okay. Do apologize. What we can do is we can follow up with you later on today.
Or tomorrow?
Or tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow, Monday.
Okay, because yeah. I'm doing something important right now. As of important.
Okay, most definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely would want to take your time. Then I will just follow up with you tomorrow. Well, my name is Steve. Talk to you tomorrow then. Thank you, man. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.